USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending his firing of the intelligence community's inspector general, the official who alerted Congress to the Ukraine whistleblower's complaint, which led to the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. He was asked about the decision to fire Michael Atkinson during yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing.
He took a fake report and he brought it to Congress with an emergency, okay? Not a big Trump fan, that I can tell you.
And the president had this to say about the whistleblower.
He's a fake whistleblower. And frankly, somebody ought to sue his off. Right.
President Trump says the NFL should expect to start on time in September. He had a conference call with all major league sports commissioners yesterday and said he wants to have fans back in stadiums at least by August. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.